Yeah, I mean, obviously you never want to be replaced. That's not a good feeling, but that's called a team sport, and I'll be here for this team.
How shocked are you, Tom, at the move in that situation?
You know, obviously, like I just said, it's no one wants to be pulled like that, and like I said, I'll be ready to go.
A little more basic. What happened in the first half?
You know, we just weren't in sync. You know, it's just kind of what it was. It was holding on to the ball a little too long. You know, trying to make some plays downfield, and the game's not meant to be second and 15 with sacks, and that's where it is.
How hard was it for you sitting there in the second half, not being able to go out there and contribute?
You know, it was tough, but obviously I got over myself, and like I said, I tried to help Deshaun and help the guys out there as much as I can, and that's just the way it is. I've been here for 4 years. I've seen it happen. I've seen how this works, and just is what it is.
Tom, you didn't have a lot of time in that first half. I mean, you know, the line was struggling. They were blitzing on and on. Did you feel like you should have been able to go out there in the second half and continue to lead the team?
You know, as a competitor, you want to be out there. You know, I worked my tail off for this, but I wouldn't trade any of those guys out there on that offensive line for anybody. So they're my guys. I got this team's back. And like I said, I'll be ready to go.
You've worked so hard to get to this point. Mm-hmm. This is one of the toughest things that ever happened to you to have this happen in this situation for first start of the year.
If this is the toughest thing that happens to me in my life, then I've had a pretty good life. So I'll get over it. And like I said, I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to help this team. And I'll be ready for the guys in this locker room, for this organization, and for the city of Houston. I'll be there.
Tom, what's your mindset going forward, knowing that O'Brien hasn't said who's going to start next week?
You know, I don't really. That's out of my control. So I'm going to be ready to go, and just like I have been for the past 4 years, and that's kind of what trained me for this.
How do you fix what happened with the offense?
Just go back and watch the film and see what we did wrong, you know. And listen, we got a really, really talented group out there. We saw it. I mean, we see it every day. We're going against one of the top defenses every day, and I don't think there's any confidence hurt in this game. You know what I mean? We got a good group of guys. I know my confidence isn't shook. I'm ready to go. But that's just the way it is. You know, it's the first game.
Was it painful hearing the crowd boo during the first half?
You know, the only thing that stinks is that it's the other guys out there on the field that are getting booed too. I don't know who they're booing at. They could be booing at me, but that's fine. You can boo at me all you want. Just don't boo my guys. And that's where it hurts. You know, this team really works their tail off. And listen, if they call my name on a headboard and you want to boo me, that's fine with me. But just don't boo my team. That's the one thing that gets me.